Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Matt Layton with you. A Sydney church stabbing leaves a community shaken, but the national terrorism threat stays at possible. A 16-year-old is accused of the Wakeley attack, which left a bishop seriously injured and sparked a riot. The teen didn't apply for bail during his court appearance. A crocodile attack is suspected in the death of a boy near Saibai Island in the Torres Strait. The 16-year-old went missing yesterday after his dinghy broke down 500 metres offshore. Crews have since recovered his body with injuries consistent with a crocodile attack. Wildlife officers are searching for a 3.5-metre croc believed to be involved. Explosions in Iran's Isfahan province have raised alarm bells in the Middle East. Iranian media reports blasts near the airport, but the cause remains a mystery. US sources allege Israeli missiles, while Iran claims it downed drones. This comes after a recent missile exchange between the two nations. And health ministers across the nation have united in support of federal legislation to stamp out non-prescription vaping. They want Canberra to pass new laws to help people kick the habit and prevent kids from becoming addicted. Federal Minister Mark Butler is calling on his parliamentary colleagues to get behind the change.
Back up the work of health ministers and public health groups, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, Border Force, and so many health authorities at state and territory level. Allow us to put in place this regulation that returns vapes to their original intention, which is a therapeutic good.
Brisbane coach Chris Fagan defends the AFL Tribunal's decision to downgrade Charlie Cameron's rough conduct penalty. He argues the tackle lacked impact and points to Cameron's clean disciplinary record.
When you go to the tribunal, you use everything at your disposal to try and free up your player, which every club does. And if a bloke's got a good record, he's played 200 games and he's never been suspended for a match, you would at least give that a mention, I think.
The Lions tackle the Cats tomorrow with the Gabba. Round 6 continues tonight with the Crows hosting the Bombers.